Okay, the title of my sermon today is to judge or not to judge.
I want to talk about
judging others.
And
this is often a misunderstood topic.
Yeah,
of course, among non-Christians, this is a misunderstood topic.
Also,
many Christians are confused about this. In general, most people think, oh, it's always wrong to judge others.
And
you notice that this is true when you go out soul winning.
برای بشارت میفهمیم که همه همین اعتقاد
دارن. Yeah, you're showing them the truth by sharing the gospel with them.
حقیقت دنیا و انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بهشون میدیم.
Yeah, you're showing them that their beliefs are wrong.
بهشون نشون میدیم که اعتقادشون غلطه.
And they will say things like, oh, does your Bible not say judge not?
نگفته قضاوت نکنی.
Yeah, and of course, they cannot give you a chapter and a verse.
فصل و آیه ای نمیتونن بهت بدن که کجا
گفته. Yeah, they're just ferreting after what they have heard.
چیزی که شنیدن و تو ذهنشونه فکر میکنن.
You can help them and say, hey, I think I know what verse you're pointing at.
میدونم کدوم آیه رو میگی.
Matthew 7 verse 1.
متا 7:1.
Where it says, judge not that you be not judged.
قضاوت نکنید که قضاوت نشوید.
And they'll say, see, the Bible says you should not judge.
Because
Jesus says it.
Yeah?
You should never judge other people. Now, today I want to do two things.
Yeah,
first of all, I want to show you
that
the Bible does not say that we never judge others.
Yeah, that's simply not true.
But then I also want to give you some situation in which you might not want to pass judgment. Now, what is judging? What is passing judgment? It's basically telling somebody that he is right or wrong, or saying that something is right or wrong. That is passing judgment. Now, let's start with looking at some scriptures that clearly show you that we are to judge others. Now, to begin with, we actually have a book in the Bible.
And
the name of the book is Judges.
Now,
guess what part of what these people did,
what
it was. Can you guess?
Yeah.
It was passing judgment.
Yeah,
judging the people.
Yeah,
go to 1 Corinthians 6.
And
this is a chapter that deals with how we as Christians are to resolve disputes between each other. But it also communicates clearly in regards to judging others. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, and not before the saints?
آیا کسی از شما چون برای علیه دیگری ادعایی دارد، جرأت دارد پیش ظالمان برود و نه نزد مقدسان؟
Yeah, so what is the issue? It's Christians going to a secular judge to resolve a matter between them. And Paul's upset about it. Yeah, he says, dare any of you. How do you dare to go to secular courts? Yeah, to find justice between yourselves. Yeah, you are supposed to do this yourself. 1 Corinthians 6, 2 and 3. Next two verses. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, and you are unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things there pertain to this life?
یا نمیدانید که مقدسان دنیا را داوری خواهند کرد و اگر دنیا از شما حکم یابد آیا شما شایسته قضاوت کوچکترین موضوع نیستید آیا نمیدانید که فرشتگان را داوری خواهند کرد تا چه برسد به امور روزگار.
Yeah, don't you know that you will judge the world?
Now,
when will we judge the world?
In
the millennium reign, we will rule and reign with Christ.
It
looks like we will do a lot of judging in the future. But then how is it possible that you cannot judge over matters Now, small matters.
الان نتونیم مشکلات کوچیکو قضاوت کنیم که قراره در آینده قاضی بزرگی باشیم.
Don't you know that you will judge angels?
نمیدونین که فرشتگان رو قراره قضاوت کنی؟
How much more should you be able to judge the things pertaining this life?
چیزهای دنیوی رو قضاوت
کنی. Clearly, Paul expects them to judge.
مشخصه که پولس توقع داره که قضاوت کنه.
He's scolding them for not judging matters.
میگه که قضاوت
He's scolding them
for
not judging over matters.
چرا قضاوت نمی‌کنیم به هم دیگه؟ چرا هم دیگه تحسین نمی‌کنیم؟
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 6, 4 and 5.
اول قرنتیان فصل 6 آیه 4 و 5.
If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is no wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren?
پس اگر در موضوعات روزگار دادرسی دارید، آیا آنانی را که در کلیسا حقیر شمرده می شوند می نشانید؟ برای شرمندگی شما می گویم، آرا در میان شما یک نفر دانا نیست که بتواند در میان برادران خود بکند؟
It's better that you take the least among you.
بهترون کمترین در میان خودتون رو قبول کنید.
The Christian that just got saved.
اون مسیحی که تازه ایمان آورده رو.
And let him or her judge.
بهتره که بذاری اون قضاوت
کنه. To go to law before the secular court.
دادگاه بذاری قضاوت کنه.
I speak to your shame.
من صحبت میکنم برای خجالت.
Is there no wise among you?
آیا هیچ حکیمی در میان؟
Is there nobody who was able to judge
between his brethren? آیا هیچ کسی در میانتون نیست که بتونه بین برادرانش درست قضاوت کنه؟
Yeah, of course the message here. Don't take your Christian brothers to
خواهر برادران ایماندارو تو به زندان نبری.
Christians are to judge among themselves.
مسیحی‌ها باید بین همدیگه
قضاوت کنیم. We are to judge others.
ما باید همدیگر رو قضاوت کنیم نه خارجش.
Now go to 1 Corinthians 5.
اول قرنتیان
One chapter back.
یه فصل قبلش.
And this is in chapter that deals
with
certain sins that are in the church.
در مورد گناهانی که تو کلیسا
هست. There are sins like leaven.
گناهانی که مثل مایه خمیر میمونه.
That if the sins are not dealt with, they will corrupt the church.
اگر گناها کنار نیایم کلیسا رو خراب میکنه.
So 1 Corinthians 5:11.
اول قرنتیان فصل 5 آیه 11.
But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, which should someone know not to eat.
اما الان به شما می نویسم که اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت‌پرست یا فحاش یا میگذار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخصی معاشرت مکنید بلکه قضا هم مکنید.
Now tell me, how are you going to call these people out
and
disfellowship them if you never allow to pass judgment over them? Answer, you can't. You have to pass judgment to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Verse
12.
For what have I to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within.
اونایی که از بیرون رو قضاوت نکنید بلکه از درون قضاوت کنید درون خودتون رو قضاوت کنید آیه 12 هست که میگه
زیرا مرا چه کار است که بر آنانی که خارجن داوری کنم آیا شما بر اهل داخل داوری نمی‌کنید.
So this isn't any way or form says don't judge anybody. No, it says don't worry so much about those who are outside of the church.
Yeah,
but judge those who are within. Go a couple of verses back. Read verses 1 to 3 of 1 Corinthians
5.
It is reportedly commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as it's not so such as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that had so done this deed.
خبر عام رسیده در میان شما زنا پیدا شده است، و چنان زنایی که در میان امتا هم نام برده نمی شود که شخصی زن پدر خود را داشته باشد و شما فخر می کنید بلکه ماتم هم ندارید چنان که باید تا آن کسی که این عمل را کرد از میان شما برود بیرون شود زیرا که من هرچند در جسم غایبم اما در روح حاضرم و الان چون حاضر حکم کردم در حق کسی که این را چنین کرده است.
Now this is where this whole conversation starts.
کل بحث از اینجا شروع میشه.
It is reported commonly among you.
اعلام شده در میان همتون.
That there is fornication. That there is a guy who commits fornication in the church.
که در زنا میکنه تو کلیسا تو کلیساتون هست.
Is Paul happy with them? Hey guys, you've done a great job.
فوق العاده است کار تو کلیسا.
No, he is upset with them.
اما عصبانیه.
Why?
چرا عصبانیه؟
Because they are not passing judgment.
چرا در قضاوتش
نمیکنن؟ They are letting things go.
چرا اجازه میدین هر کاری دلش میخواد بکنه؟
They're fine with this.
چرا اجازه میدی هر کاری دلش میخواد این فرد انجام بده تو کلیسا؟ برای تو مشکلی نیست.
I have already judged this guy.
میگه من خودم این فرد رو قضاوت کردم.
Why are you not judging
him? شما چرا قضاوت نمیکنینش؟
Paul judged.
پولس قضاوت کرد.
Yeah, we are to judge those who are within.
ما باید داوری کنیم و قضاوت کنیم کسایی که درون کلیسا هستن.
Passing judgment.
داوری کردن در میانه.
It's something that the Bible even commands.
چیزی که خود کلیسا فرمان.
It's not even optional.
انتخابی نیست.
Yeah. Clearly, in a church setting, and among Christians in general, we are to judge matters between people. Go to John
7:24.
John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
John 7:24.
So don't judge like this.
اونجوری داوری نکنید.
Don't judge according to the appearance.
طبق اون ظاهر داوری نکنید.
Instead, judge righteous judgment.
اما درست داوری کنید.
Yeah, this is an instruction on how to pass judgment.
فرمان داده شده که چجوری داوری کنیم، چجوری قضاوت کنیم.
The Bible does not teach that we should never judge.
میگه اصلا قضاوری نکنید.
In fact, it teaches that we are to.
میگه باید داوری کنید.
And it gives us instructions how to.
و ازمون خواسته که چجوری داوری کنیم.
Now, go to Proverbs 9, verse 8.
امثال 9 آیه 8.
Proverbs 9, verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Now, what is reproving? It is telling somebody's wrong.
Yeah,
it's the same as passing judgment on somebody. Reprove a scorner, and he will hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Again, this is instruction on judging. Now, is judging a good thing or a bad thing? Now, it's a good thing. The wise man will love you when you rebuke him. The wise man understands that the judgment you are passing on him is for his benefit. It's to help him get the wrong out of his life. Yeah, it's good to resolve matters among ourselves by passing judgments. It's good to get the sin out of the church by passing judgments. It's good to reprove people so they change their lives. Yeah? People will say, oh, I never judge. Pretending that, oh, I'm the best.
آه من بهترینم. هیچ کی داوری
نمی کنه.
تو خیلی داوری.
They do not have the moral high ground.
نه اون که قضاوت نمی کنه.
Because passing judgment is not a bad thing.
داوری کردن چیز بدی نیست.
Go to Titus.
Titus.
And chapter 1.
فصل 1.
And read verses 9 till 13.
آیه 9.
Titus 1, 9 till 13.
Titus 9 to 13.
Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert all houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Yeah.
و متمسک به کلام امین بر حسب تعلیمی که یافته تا بتواند به تعلیم صحیح نصیحت کند و مخالفان را توبیخ نماید، زیرا که یاوه‌گویان و فریبندگان بسیار متمرد می باشند، به ویژه آنانی که از اهل ختنه هستند، که دهان ایشان را باید بست، زیرا خانه ها را بالکل واژگون می سازند و برای سود شرم‌آور تعلیم ناشایسته می دهند.
Yeah, so here this is addressing the issue of false teachers in the church. Now, should we just let them go around and spread false doctrines? Yeah, should we say, oh, we don't want to be just mental? No. We should pass judgment on them.
باید قضاوت
Paul
کنیم.
Says, rebuke
میگه,
these people sharply.
کاملاً اونها رو داوری کنیم.
They need to be rebuked.
کاملاً محکومشون کنیم.
Yeah. Judgment has to be spoken over them.
داوری باید
because they are damaging.
انجام بشه.
They cause
them
trouble.
آسیب میرسونن به همه. باعث مشکلن تو کل
They need to be dealt with.
باید ما مشکلاتشون کنار رو
Judge these people.
داوریشون کنید.
Oh, but should we not love?
نباید محبت کنیم.
And should we not find some common ground?
یه راه درست پیدا کنیم.
Set aside our differences.
تفاوت‌هامون رو کنار بذاریم و
All be united.
هممون متحد باشیم با هم دیگه.
No.
نه.
The Bible says rebuke them sharply.
محکم اونا رو محکوم
کنیم. Yeah, what has light to do with darkness?
نور با تاریکی چه کار داره؟
We need to pass judgment.
قضاوت کنید.
1 Timothy 5.
اول تیموتائوس
5 آیه 20. 1 Timothy 5 verse 20. Them that sin rebuke before all that others also may fear.
آنانی که گناه کنند پیش همه توبیخ فرما تا دیگران بترسند.
Now the context here is in regards to elders or leaders in a church.
مدیران رهبران کلیسا.
And the message is, hey, if they've sinned against God, if there's some big issues,
اگر مشکل بزرگی وجود داره,
yeah, they need to be rebuked.
توبیخشون کنید.
Judgment has to be passed
on them. باید قضاوتشون کنید.
And in this case,
باید داوریشون کنید. نه تنها خصوصی بلکه عمومی باید داوری
کنید. Yeah. So that the rest won't do the same thing.
که بقیه کلیسا این کارو نکنه.
So others may also may fear.
که بقیه هم از خدا بترسن.
2 Timothy 4 verse 2.
دوم تیموتائوس 4 آیه 2.
Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
که به کلام موعظه کنی و در فرصت و غیر فرصت آماده باشی و تنبیه و توبیخ و نصیحت نمایی با کمال تحمل و تعلیم.
Yeah, here are instructions from Paul to a young pastor called Timothy.
شبان جوون که
What is he to do?
گفته چیکار کن؟
Reproof.
تصحیح کن.
Rebuke.
تنبیه کن، توبیخ کن.
Yeah, that's part of what a pastor needs to do.
یک قسمت از وظیفه شبانه.
Reproving of sin. Rebuking sin.
توبیخ کردن گناه.
And of course, a large part of that happens during the preaching.
اکثر مواقع فقط تو موعظه این توبیخ
انجام میشه. But it also happens on an individual basis.
اما بعضی وقتا لازمه که شخصی هم صحبت شه.
That is passing judgment.
قضاوت کردن و داوری کردن مگه نیست؟
And by the way, what should you do?
شما چیکار باید بکنید؟
When you are reproved or rebuked?
وقتی توبیخ و تنبیه شدید.
What should you do if you are told there's some issues in your life?
اگر شما گفته شده باشه که مشکل زندگیتون وجود داره یا اشتباهی وجود داره.
Should you be going mad?
باید قاطی کنید،
عصبانی شید. Tell everybody how bad the pastor
What
does he think he is?
Ey baba, اون فکر میکنه کی هست?
Would you be like this corner that hates the one who rebukes him?
No.
You should be like the wise man
and appreciate
yeah, that he cares enough to tell you the truth. That he tells you what you don't want to hear but what you need to hear. Ecclesiastes
جامعه.
Chapter 7 verse 5.
فصل 7 آیه 5.
It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Ecclesiastes 7:5.
جامعه 7:5.
Yes.
مال شما نداره. یه دن ایناس.
7:5.
شنیدن عتاب حکیمان به از گوش سپردن به سرود احمقان.
Yeah, being rebuked by a wise man is better than listening to the song of fools.
بهتر از اینه که تشویق و در حقیقت قربون صدقه رفتن.
It's better that some wise person rebukes you. Reproves you.
تو رو تصحیح کنه، درست کنه.
Than to listen what you want to hear from the fool.
کسی که عمق فقط دلت میخواد تو رو راضی نگه داره، با چرب زبونی.
I shared a whole bunch of verses and I could share many more.
آیات زیادی براتون گذاشتم.
It was crystal clear in the Bible.
روشنه که تو مقدس.
That we are to judge others.
باید داوری کنیم همدیگر.
In fact, it's necessary that we judge others.
که داوری کنیم همدیگر.
For your sake. For the sake of the church. Now, let me show you some situations where the Bible says you might not want to pass judgment. Now, let's go back to Matthew 7, which of course is this misquoted scripture that some people use, where it says judge not. Matthew 7, and keep your finger there. Matthew 7, verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged. Now, first of all, notice that this word, that this sentence is not consisting of two words. Yeah, because the two words that people remember is judge not. There's actually a second part of the same verse. Yeah, judge not that ye be not judged. Yeah, why would you not, why might you not want to judge in certain situations? So that you won't receive judgment yourself. Yeah, verse 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again.
زیرا بدان طریقی که داوری کنید بر شما نیز داوری خواهد شد و بدان پیمانی که پیمایید برای شما خواهند گرفت.
Now, if you are the one passing judgment to others,
اگر شما کسی هستی که داوری می‌کنی بر ضد کسی,
what will happen?
چه اتفاقی می‌افته?
Is that others are much more likely to pass judgment on you.
احتمال زیاد بقیه هم روی شما داوری می‌کنن.
Romans 2 verse 1.
رومیان 2 1.
Romans 2 verse 1.
رومیان 2 آیه 1.
Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things.
پس ای آدمی که حکم می‌کنی، هر که باشی عذری نداری، زیرا که به آنچه به دیگری حکم می‌کنی، خویشتن را محکوم می‌کنی.
If you are in the position that you are judging, understand that other people will look at you and judge you by the same measurements that you use to judge others. Go to James 3, verse 1 and 2. James 3, verse 1 and 2. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For the many things we offend all, if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. James 3, verse 1 and 2.
Ey brotheran man, besiari az shoma muallim nashavid. چون که می‌دانید که بر ما داوری سخت‌تر خواهد شد. زیرا همگی ما در بسیاری چیزها می‌لغزیم و اگر کسی در سخن گفتن نلغزد، اون مرد کامل است و می‌تواند عنان تمام بدن خود را بکشد.
Not everybody should want to be the leader.
کسی نباید بخواد
the master.
رهبر باشه.
Why not?
مدیر باشه. معلم.
Because you shall receive the greater condemnation.
چرا؟ چون هر کی که تو مقام قرار بگیره رهبریش سخت کره.
چرا؟ Because if you are the leader,
اگه تو رهبری,
you need to have to act, your act together.
باید رفتار.
Because you will be judged more.
قضاوت تو قوی تر خواهد بود.
And of course you will be judged with the same measure you are judging others.
تو اندازه‌ای که بقیه قضاوت میشن تو هم اندازه.
Yeah, that's why I have specifications for imposter.
برای همین برای شبان.
There should be blameless, the Bible says.
باید شبان بی عیب.
Not perfect.
نه کامل.
But blameless.
اما بی عیب.
Why?
چرا؟
Because what they are preaching,
چیزی که
the judgments they make,
قضاوت میکنه.
It will be measured to them again. If I am correcting somebody on something,
اگه من یه گناه یه نفر میبینم یه نفر تحسین میکنم,
guess what? Everybody is looking at you. What about your life?
همه زندگی منو نگاه میکنن و میگن تو چی؟
Yeah, so Matthew 7 is not teaching that we shouldn't judge at all. It is telling you,
وقتی میگه,
you might not want to judge others.
بهتر قضاوت نکنی وقتی که
when you cannot handle being judged by others.
نمیتونی کنترل کنی و قضاوت بقیه رو نمیتونی.
Yeah, go back to Matthew 7.
متی 7
verses 3 to 5.
آیه 3 تا 5 یه بار دیگه بخون.
And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
و چون است که خس را در چشم برادر خود میبینی و چوبی را که در چشم خود داری نمیابی، یا چگونه به برادر خود میگویی بگذار تا خس را از چشمت بیرون کنم و این چوب در چشم تو است؟ ای ریاکار، اول چوب را از چشم خود بیرون کن، آنگاه نیک خواهی دید تا خس را از چشم برادر از بیرون کنی.
Now, does this church teach that we should never judge? No, it tells us not to judge hypocritically. Yeah? Do not go around judging others on things that you're doing yourself. Because that makes you a hypocrite.
متظاهری.
First remove the beam of your own eye.
زندگی خودتو درست کن و اون خار خس و از چش درار. اون چیزی که چون تو که کوچو درار.
So that you can just leave your brother with a speck in his eye and just don't care about it.
Him.
No. So you see clearly enough.
که تو کامل ببینی.
To then get the mote speck out of your brother's eye.
بهتر از چشم برادرت دراری.
Yeah. You want to judge your brother?
میخوای برادرتو قضاوت کنی؟
Make sure you have removed.
اول مطمئن شو.
The same issue from your own life.
مشکل تو زندگی خودت وجود نداره و از بین رفته. اول از همه تو زندگی
خودت. This passage doesn't teach you that you should never judge.
این پیام نمیگه
که. It gives you instruction on judging.
هیچ وقت داوری نکنی.
How to do it the right way.
اما داوری میکنی چه جوری باید درست
And
داوری
what is the what is the purpose of passing judgment anyway?
اصلا داوری کردن هدفش چیه؟
Is it to stamp your brother into the ground?
داوری کردن کورت کردن خواهر و برادرمون رو نابود کردن.
Is it to make him feel how bad of a Christian he is?
که به جایی برسونیمش که بفهمه چه ایماندار مزخرف یا داغونیه.
Is it so you can feel good about yourself because you don't do these things?
بح بح من چقدر مقدسم.
No, it is to help your brother.
برعکس کمک کردن
Yeah, the idea of having a mote in your eyes.
وقتی اون چوبی تو چشم یه نفره.
That's irritating.
It hurts. تو اذیت میکنه. آسیب بهش میرسونه.
Causes you not to function as you should.
درست رفتار نکنه برادرت.
Yeah, your eyes are tearing.
چشت اشک جمع میشه.
You can't do things.
نمیتونی خیلی کارا رو انجام بدی.
Now, helping somebody to get the speck out of their eye is a good thing.
یه نفر کمک کردن که اون چشمش چیزی درآوردن چیز نیکویی است.
What you don't want to do is pass judgment if you are having the same issue in your life. Go deal with your own life first. Don't judge as a hypocrite. Now some will say, oh, but nobody is perfect. So we can never judge. No, you cannot pass judgment in the areas where you have the same problem. Go again to Romans 2. And keep your finger there because we can read some more verses. Romans 2, verse 1 till 3. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, thou judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest do the same things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape judgment of God?
پس ای آدمی که حکم میکنی، هر که باشی عذری نداری، زیرا که به آنچه بر دیگری حکم میکنی، خویشتن را محکوم میکنی. زیرا که تو حکم میکنی، همان کارها را به عمل میآوری. و میدانیم که حکم خدا بر کنندگان چنین اعمال بر حق است. پس ای آدمی که بر کنندگان چنین اعمال حکم میکنی و خود همان اعمال را انجام میدهی، آیا گمان میبری که تو از حکم خدا خواهی رست؟
Yeah, what is the message that's being conveyed here? Don't do the same things that you are judging others for. If you struggle with alcohol, you are not the right person to go to your brother and say, hey, you need to stop drinking alcohol. Yeah, that's hypocritical. Now, why is that so important? I'm helping my brother.
Now, here's
the problem. Yeah? Being a hypocrite as a Christian is dishonoring to God. Skip the same chapter and read verses 21 to 24. Thou therefore, which teaches another, teaches thou not thyself? that thou preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? That thou abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Romans 2,
21-24. و از بت‌ها نفرت داری؟ آیا خود معبدها را غارت نمی‌کنی و بی شریعت فخر می‌کنی؟ آیا به تجاوز از شریعت خدا را اهانت نمی‌کنی؟ زیرا که به سبب شما در میان امت‌ها نام خدا را کفر می‌گویند، چنانکه مکتوب است.
How you say you shouldn't steal and then you are stealing.
You
say you shouldn't commit adultery but you are committing adultery. Yeah, etc.
غیره
yes, being a hypocrite.
متظاهره.
Now, what's the consequence of that?
کسی که متظاهر باشه چی باید بشه برای چه اتفاقی برش بیفته؟
You dishonoring God.
خدا رو بی احترامی می‌کنی.
Yeah, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you.
به خاطر تو و رفتار تو.
Because of your actions.
به خاطر رفتاره.
Yeah, don't do that.
نکنین این کارو.
It dishonors God.
به خدا بی احترامی نکنید.
Do not pass judgment.
قضاوت نکنین کسی رو که.
If it causes you to be a hypocrite.
اگه باعث میشه شما متظاهر
باشید. You better start with your own life. 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Yeah, so as Christians, we are clearly taught in the Bible that we are to pass judgment in different situations. But then we also see some situations where we better not pass judgment. Now, when was that? When you cannot handle to be judged. Because when we judge, we will be judged with the same measure. When should you refrain from judging others? When we do it hypocritically. When we are guilty of the same things. Go back to Romans 14. Romans 14. And read verses 1 till 7. Romans 14, 1 till 7. Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself.
و کسی را که در ایمان ضعیف باشد بپذیرید، اما نه برای مباحثات افکار. یکی ایمان دارد که همه چیز را باید خورد، اما آن که ضعیف است سبزیجات می‌خورد. پس آن کس که می‌خورد، آن که را که نمی‌خورد تغییر نشمارد، و آن که نمی‌خورد بر آن که می‌خورد حکم نکند، زیرا خدا او را پذیرفته است. تو کیستی که بر بنده کسی دیگر حکم می‌کنی؟ او نزد آقای خود نیستد یا فرو می افتد یا استوار خواهد شد، زیرا خدا قادر است دو را ثابت نماید. یکی یک روز را از دیگری بهتر می داند و دیگری هر روز را برابر می شمارد. پس هر کس در ذهن خود متقاعد باشد، آن که روز را عزیز می داند به خاطر خداوند عزیزش می دارد، و آن که روز را عزیز نمی دارد هم برای خداوند نمی دارد. و هر که می خورد برای خداوند می خورد، زیرا خدا را شکر می گوید، و آن که نمی خورد برای خداوند نمی خورد و خدا را شکر می گوید. زیرا هیچ کس از ما برای خود زندگی نمی کند و هیچ کس برای خود نمی میرد.
Yeah, so Paul is addressing
پولوس میگه
an issue in regards to judging among Christians.
قضاوت کردن در میان ایمانداران.
And here we have him addressing things that do not matter. That are not important.
قضاوت رو صحبت میکنه که مهم
نیست. In regards to eating and certain days.
و یه سری تو روزهای متفاوت چه غذا خوردن.
I believe we can eat meat.
ما میتونیم گوشت بخوریم.
Yeah. Jesus ate meat.
عیسی خودش گوشت خورد.
But then there are those that are convicted that they should only eat herbs.
که باید سبزی خوار بشه.
Vegetarians.
سبزی خوار و ویگن.
Now should I now go out? Start to judge vegetarians.
شروع کنم اونایی که سبزی خوار هستن. Telling them they're wrong. بگم اشتباه میکنی؟
No.
نه.
Because it's not a sin not to eat meat.
نیست خورد نخوردن گوشت.
This is not an important thing.
اصلا مهم نیست که چیکار میکنه.
If a vegetarian would come and say,
اگر یه سبزیخوار بیاد بگه,
you're eating meat, you're sinful, you cannot do that.
تو گناه میکنی, داری گوشت میخوری, نمیتونی کاری
بکنی. That's another issue.
مشکل دیگه.
Because now he or she is spreading false doctrine.
که اون داره دروغ
میگه. Yeah, because that's not what the Bible teaches.
خدا مقدس نمیگه همه باید سبزیخوار باشی.
Yeah, but not wanting to eat meat is not a sin.
اما غذا گوشت نخوردن گناه نیست.
So why would you pass judgment?
چرا قضاوت کنید؟
Leave it.
ولش کنید هر کی هر کاری دلش بخواد بکنه.
The same is with keeping certain days.
یه سری روزا و اجاره نگه داشتن هم بد نیست.
We do not believe that we have to keep the Sunday.
ما نداریم که یک شنبه حتما باید یک شنبه باشه.
Yeah, the Sunday was fulfilled.
یک شنبه تکمیل شد.
Yeah, it's a picture.
تصویری بود که
us entering in the rest of Jesus.
ما وارد استراحت عیسی مسیح.
It was fulfilled in Christ.
کامل شد در عیسی مسیح.
But do we have a problem with people who want to make Sunday a special day?
یک شنبه رو بخواد روز مخصوص بکنه ما مشکل داریم.
No. That's fine.
No.
One man esteemed one day above another, another esteemed every day alike. When does it become a problem? When people start spreading around, oh, it's sinful if you don't keep the Sunday. Okay, now it becomes false doctrine and needs to be addressed.
But
if somebody just wants to keep the Sunday, that's fine. It's not important. This is not something you should pass judgment over. So before you start judging, make sure it's actually a problem that needs to be addressed.
یه مشکل وجود داره که بعد در موردش حرف بزنیم.
They have a wrong understanding.
ای بابا درک اشتباه دارن.
That's okay.
اشکال نداره.
They will learn over time.
تو زمان یاد.
Through hearing the preaching, through reading the Bible themselves.
موعظه کردن و همه بالاخره می‌فهمن.
You've also learned things over time.
شما هم زمان برد تا حقیقت کلام.
Today you know things you didn't know a year ago.
چیزایی رو امروز می‌دونین که یه سال پیش نمی‌دونستید.
Yeah, sometimes you should not pass judgment because it is simply not a problem.
Now,
and let me add something to this. Because sometimes when we are longer a Christian, we can be guilty of this. As a longer time Christian, as a more mature Christian,
yeah,
show some grace through new believers. I am not going to confront a new believer with everything that's wrong in their lives. Give them chance to grow. Give them chance to listen to some preaching.
بدین که موعظه ها رو بشنوه. وقت بهش بدین که روح القدس تو زندگیش کار کنه.
Babes in Christ.
نوزادن تو کتاب مقدس.
Now here's another situation.
یه مشکل دیگه.
Where it's better not that you pass judgment. And that's when you are not the one that should be passing judgment.
شما وظیفه شما نیست که قضاوت.
It is not your place to pass judgment.
جای شما نیست که قضاوت.
What do you mean?
منظورت چیه؟
Now, I mean you're not a God-given authority to deal with the issue.
به تو اون قدرت رو نداده که با اون مشکل رو درو بشه.
And what you do not want to do is start meddling in somebody else's business.
تو زندگی نفر دخالت کردن، دستکاری کردن.
Proverbs 26:17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears.
کشیدن گوش سگ ولگرد در دخالت در مشاجره دیگران.
You think you need to give your opinion?
باید,
to throw in your two cents of wisdom?
همیشه باید نظرتو بدی.
To give your judgment?
قضاوتو حتما باید بدی.
In situations that do not concern you?
ربطی به تو نداره.
Yeah, where you're not the one who has the authority?
و تو مسئولش نیستی.
Now the Bible says, here's what that's like.
مقدس این شکلی میمونه.
It's like taking a dog by the ears. And it doesn't take much imagination to understand what happens if you do.
Yeah.
Kids, don't try this at home. If you pull the ears of a German Shepherd, you will end up with imprints on your, in your body.
It will bite you.
Now, that is what it is like. If you are trying to pass judgment in a situation where you're not supposed to be meddling in, yeah, certain things are simply not your business. It's not your place. Now, if you are the one who is an authority, if it concerns your children, your wife, your company, your church,
yeah,
yes, by all means, pass judgment, yeah, if that is what need, what is needed. Yeah, but stay out of somebody else's business. Yeah. Now, what do you do if somebody misbehaves and you want to correct them, but you're not the authority?
Then
you go to the proper authority. Like you go to the parents of that child that misbehaves. Yeah, I'm not going to correct your children. I will correct my children. But you don't want me to correct your children. It's not right. I don't have authority in your family. I'm the head of my home.
Yeah,
not your home. Yeah. Go back to Romans 14. Romans 14, verse 4. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
Yeah.
Don't judge someone else's servants.
Yeah.
Let their God-given authority judge them in that situation. Now here's the last one. Yeah. Do not pass judgment unless you have two witnesses or more, or you have concrete evidence. Yeah. Because we can be quick to pass judgment. Way too quick. Go to Deuteronomy 19. Deuteronomy 19, verse 15. And one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinned, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established.
شهادت تنها یک تن علیه کسی برای اثبات هیچ جرم یا گناهی از هر قبیل کار خلاف که شخص مرتکب شده باشد کافی نیست. به گواهی دو یا به گواهی سه شاهد هر سخنی ثابت خواهد شد.
Skip to 18, also read 18. And the judges shall make diligent in the inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and had testified falsely against his brother.
داوران باید به دقت تفحص کنند و اگر شاهدی دروغین است و به دروغ بر ضد برادرش شهادت داده است.
Yeah. So what do you do when one person accuses another person?
چیکار میکنی اگه یه نفر محکوم میکنه یه نفر دیگر رو؟
Nothing, because that's not enough evidence for you to do something with it. Yeah, we need to assume innocence until proven guilty.
Yeah,
even if you're pretty sure that the person who came to you is telling the truth. One witness is not enough. You need two or more witnesses to start this investigation.
Yeah,
to take it serious. Now, still then, it doesn't mean that the person is actually guilty who was accused. It means that if we have two witnesses, we are going to look at the evidence. And of course, physical evidence is also a witness.
جسمانی چیز جسمانی دیده بشه
and
اونم
and then if it's found true
اگه حقیقت باشه پیدا شه
only then judgment is passed
not before that نه قبلش نه
yeah you always start with giving people the benefit of the doubt
به حق شک کنید به مشکل اول شکاک باشید
so are we to judge others
آیا باید دیگران رو داوری کنیم؟
Answer yes.
بله باید داوری.
We are to judge others.
باید دیگران رو داوری کنیم.
Bible is very clear about that.
مقدس روشن به هممون گفته داوری.
Yeah, do not parrot the people who say judge not. You can never judge.
میگن مثل توتیب نگین که قضاوت نکنیم. ما هم حفظ کردیم قضاوت.
Because it's wrong.
اشتباه قضاوت نکردن.
But this also doesn't mean
به این معنی هم نیست که
that we should judge always in all situations.
تو همه شرایط تو هر شرایطی حتما باید داوری.
There are reasons why it's better for us not to pass judgments.
دلایلی هست که بهتره که من و شما داوری.
Or when we simply should keep our mouth shut.
زمانی که فقط سکوت کنیم.
When was that?
چه زمانی باید سکوت کنیم؟
When you cannot handle being judged.
وقتی نمیتونم داوری.
Don't go out there judging others.
کنم دیگران رو قضاوت داوری کنم.
Yeah, the measure that you measure with will be measured to you.
با همون پیمانی که اندازه بگیری.
Yeah. Don't go passing out judgment if you are committing the same sins, if you have the same issues in your life. Because that's hypocritical. That's something that dishonors God. That's something that will cause the Gentiles to blaspheme God. Yeah. Also don't pass judgment over things that don't matter. That are really not a problem. Don't pass judgment if you are not the one who are supposed to pass the judgment.
When
it's not your place. Leave to those who are the God-given authority. And lastly, don't start passing judgment unless you have two or more witnesses. Unless you have the evidence. Now, and when done right, when we pass a righteous judgment,
قضاوت درست رو انجام بدیم.
It is a good thing.
چیزی نیست.
Yeah. The purpose is to correct problems.
هدف اصلی اینه که مشکلاتمون
The purpose is to help people to get that speck out of their eyes.
هدف اینه که کمک کنیم که اون چیزی که تو چشم یه نفره درش بیاریم.
Now let me close with this.
بذاریم با این جمله تمومشون کنیم.
If you are the one receiving on the receiving end of judgment.
اگه شما کسی هستین که دریافت می‌کنید yeah,
you need to realize that those who come to you are not your enemy.
باید بفهمین اونی که شما اومده باهاتون حرف میزنه دشمنتون نیست.
They're actually the people that care.
برای اوناست که اهمیت میدن.
They're the people that are willing to risk the relationship with you.
رابطه‌شو با تو تو ریسک بذاره.
Yeah, because they don't know how you will respond to that judgment.
چون نمی‌دونه با اون داوری که داره با تو می‌کنه تو چجوری جواب میدی.
But they go, come anyway.
ولی میان با همه سختی.
Because they want to help you.
چون میخوان کمکت کنه.
They come because they care.
میخوان به تو اهمیت میدن.
But what if it's not true what they say?
اما اگه حرفی که میزنه واقعیت نیست چی؟
Then you're still nice to them.
درست رفتار.
Just let it go.
بذارین رها کنین.
Don't make a big thing about it.
چیز بزرگش نکنین.
Yeah. Ultimately, you give account to God.
خداوند جواب.
He knows.
خداوند میدونه.
He is the final judge.
خداوند آخرین قاضی همه دنیا.
So, when you judge somebody,
وقتی یه نفر قضاوت میکنی,
do it right.
درست قضاوت کن.
And when you are judged,
وقتی هم شما داوری میشید,
yeah, receive it right.
درست دریافتش کن.
Amen.
آمین.
آمین.